Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, the creation of the fourth order. Chapter 16, praise of King Prithu by the professional reciters. Text number 18. Dehi Ram Atmavat Prishtaha Suridam Nandivarnaha Mukta Sangha Prasango Yam Dandapani Rasadhushu Dehi Ram Atmavat Prishtaha Suridam Divardhanaha Mukta Sangha Prasangoyam Tandapani Rasadhushu. Dehinam. To all living entities having a body. Atmavat. As himself. Prishtaha. Considering dear. Suridam. Of his friends. Nandivardhanaha. Increasing pleasures. Muktasangha. With persons. Devoid of all material contamination. Prasangaha. Intimately associated. Ayam. This king. Dandapani. A chastising hand. Asadhushu. To the criminals. The king will consider all embodied living entities as dear as his own self, and he will always be increasing the pleasures of his friends.
Here is a matching video.
Here's a matching video. Yet I told it, I switched off the sound, but it's hearing my voice and somehow opened up. Okay, Google, go to sleep. See again. Oh, okay, media is on. Okay. The king will consider all embodied living entities as dear as his own self, and he will always be increasing the pleasures of his friends. He will intimately associate with liberated persons, and he will be a chastising hand to all impious persons. Purport. The word Dehinam refers to those who are embodied. Living entities are embodied in different forms, which number 8,400,000 species. All of these We're treated by the king in the same way. In the same way he would treat himself. In this age, however, so-called kings and presidents do not treat all other living entities as their own self. Most of them are meat eaters. And even though they may not be meat eaters and may pose themselves to be very religious and pious, they still allow cow slaughter within their state. Such sinful heads of state cannot actually be popular at any time. Another significant word in this verse is muktasanga prasangaha, which indicates that the king was always associated with liberated persons. Om magena timirandasya gyananjana salakaya chatur militam jena tasmai shri gurve namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Chena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Tadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Vankum Langhayate Garim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Atmava Sarvabhuteshu, which is Chanakya Pandit's recommendations and Chanakya echoes the sentiment or the mood of the Bhagavatam. One should deal with others as one would deal with oneself. We have the Christian aphorism, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In recognition that all living entities are sentient, and they have feelings. And just as we don't like our feelings being hurt, so we shouldn't hurt the feelings of others. This is fairly commonsensical. And so, common sense. So, we should act as if a friend of everybody. Mind you, at the same time, it is mentioned here that one should dandapani asadushu, right? Whilst one should be friendly to everyone, at the same time, a demonstration of that friendship is that for those who are asat, right, one should dandapani. One should hold a chastising hand to the asadu. Asat. Asat sangatyag. So it's interesting here. We have the injunction or the recommendation that we see everybody equally and we're friendly to everyone. Yet At the same time, there has to be some discrimination. We're not friendly to everybody. Those who are... Sit down. Let's talk. Good boy. Those who are behaving in a way that's unbeneficial to everyone, for themselves and for others, then the king is meant to show the hand of chastisement. Right? Dunda means, what does dunda mean? Stick. Yeah, stick. And so, the king is like a parent who acts for the benefit and for the welfare of and for the pleasure of the family members. But if somebody is misbehaving, then they have to be chastened, chastised. For their own benefit. And so this is, whilst it appears, and for the young children, when the parents chastise them, they see their parents as being not friendly, but not having their self-interest at heart. But actually, that show of chastisement is a demonstration of their affection. Just like we don't let the children play on Beaconsfield Parade. Why? Because it's dangerous. We don't let the children play in the cupboard under the sink. Why? Because it's full of poison. So we just don't let, the king can't let the citizens' parents can't let their children just do what they like and have to discipline them. So similarly also the king has to, he's always concerned for the best interests of the citizens. And so on occasion he may have to punish the asadu, dandapani asadu shu. And so law and order are important. Prabhupada makes a point here. In this age, however, so-called kings and presidents do not treat all other living entities as their own self. Quite a strong here. Most of them are meat eaters. Or, Prabhupada says, even they may not be, but they still allow animal slaughter. So, you know, this principle of atmava sarvabhuteshu is tested, sorely tested in this day and age, because there's the allowance of the killing of animals within the kingdom, within society. And so it makes a mockery of, you know, everybody wants peace, but at the same time within the society there's so much slaughter. So where is the question of living in a peaceful environment when a huge proportion of the population is engaged in animal slaughter? Um, This is very inauspicious. Kale dosha nidhe rajan. The Kali Yuga is symptomized by so many faults. And because of that, because of these anomalies, then Prabhupada makes a point here. Such sinful heads of state cannot be popular at any time. Right? You may be popular for a moment, but next election, they'll kick you out. Almost impossible in this day and age to keep everybody happy, even for a short period of time. Very, very difficult. But how do we do that? How do we actually do that? And here, Prabhupada gives the key. If you want to be popular, then you need to associate with the devotees. Mukta Sangha. Equal to everybody, but chooses to associate with the mukta, the jiva mukta, the liberated persons, right? Mukta sangha or sangoya. So a qualification of a real leader in society is that they associate with the devotees. Mukta Sangha. So, a friend of everybody, looking to increase the pleasure of others, so really working for the benefit of others. And this is a symptom, this is a characteristic of a devotee, obviously. And living and avoiding dandapanera sadhushu, for us mostly it's avoiding asatsangatyag. Avoiding the association of materialistic persons. But here the king has a slightly more proactive role. Danda bhangera sa. To the miscreants, the king has to be sometimes aggressive. Not just like this fellow attacked random citizens in the streets, right? And so, you know, the king goes, oh, de atmavat salabu de shu, oh, just let him go. He can't. Has to be proactive in protecting the citizens and himself from crazy people. Huh? It seems like in Melbourne we don't get really serious terrorists, we just get crazy men, right? There's that Gargasulus is in court for, how many people did he kill?
Six.
How many people did that Gargasulus?
Six.
Six. And 30 people badly injured, right? So he's in court, and now we've got another crazy man. Kills one, hurts, puts another three in hospital. So, you know, if we had really serious terrorists, they'd do a lot more damage, which is a credit to our security community, the police and so forth. There's not more damage done. But we have to protect, the citizens have to be protected from crazy people. And so there's a symptom, asadu, avoided. And the mukta sangha, the association of the devotees, is essential. Because with the association of the devotees, then one's able to see everything from a proper perspective. People in this day and age can't see the harm and the damage that's done from slaughtering innocent animals. Well, not innocent, obviously, because they wouldn't be slaughtered if they were innocent. But still, that perpetuates this cycle of action and reaction. And so, better that the citizens not be engaged in activities that are detrimental to themselves in the immediate and in the distant future. The slaughter of animals is inauspicious and unnecessary. People are just ignorant. They're ignorant of these. Just like I went to my nephew's wedding the other day, and we were, you know, there might have been in a crowd of 150, there were half a dozen vegetarians, huh? And one of the sisters of my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, asked me, you know, do you have to watch what you eat? You know, I said, not really. Well, as long as I don't eat meat, yes, I have to be careful, especially around here with you guys. I didn't say that, but I said, well, I've only been a vegetarian since I was 19. And she said, well, you look pretty healthy. So just ignorant. I mean, nice, you know, nice people, but ignorant. And because of the ignorance, then easily, you know, easily influenced, easily led into activities, actions that are detrimental. And which is why our business is an imperative within society. It's so required that people need to be educated. Why they need the association of the saintly persons, of the Vaishnavas, of the devotees, so that they can see everything from a proper perspective. Otherwise, they don't see any harm in killing animals. Even though none of us would like our throat slit, and none of us would like being eaten. So, as Prabhupada would point out, even from the Christian perspective, this is not the right thing to do. We proclaim to be Christians. And Jesus and the commandments say, thou shalt not kill. So it's fairly plainly, succinctly and plainly put, yet people don't understand. So whilst the king and also the devotees for that matter see everybody equally, at the same time there's discrimination and there's an avoidance of bad association. And for the king and the administrators of society, there's a responsibility to chastise the miscreants. And so that's mentioned here. Dandapani asadushu. There has to be some maintenance of law and order within society for the benefit of everybody, to minimize the amount of activities that are going to bring detrimental and severe consequences back on the perpetrator. So it's for the protection of the citizens that the king carries the stick It's his responsibility to carry the dunder of chastisement. Just as the Prabhupada explains how Maya's service is to chastise the living entities who are misbehaving and keep them imprisoned in the material world. So similarly also the king has to build a prison for those who misbehave. It needs to be done. In order for there to be peace and order within society, there needs to be a strong a strong sense of law and order within community, enforced in our case by the police, by the government, so that it's the general atmosphere is peaceful. But as Prabhupada points out here, so long as there's killing of the animals, then there can't be peace. It's just a sham. So much suffering. It can't be tolerated. So, it's a big responsibility for the leaders of society to educate people in the proper understanding of things, in the necessity of understanding one's spiritual identity, in the necessity of understanding what is karma, positive action, what is vikarma, what is negative action, and also akarma, which is activities that are free from positive and negative, but put one on a spiritual platform. That's the purpose of life. It's not so much to perform pious activities and avoid the reactions of one's past activities, because they'll come anyway. But it's to act in a way that is focused on one's spiritual identity and one's spiritual practice. And just like I was reading in Gaura Gopal's book last night, we're not material beings having a spiritual experience, but we're spiritual beings having a material experience. And we want to get out of the material experience and act on the platform of spiritual experience. That's real education. Unfortunately, in modern society, education is just basically on the material platform. There's no understanding of one's spiritual identity. And that's our job. Our job is to inject or to introduce or to provide people with a spiritual understanding of their identity. That's who we are, ultimately. That's the kutastha, the steady element of our identity. It's the spiritual identity, not the material identity. The material identity, it's all changing. It changes. Whereas the spiritual element is the constant within the body. That's who we really are. And so we should be teaching others, you're not the body. Tehino sminyata dehe ko manam jovanam jara tata dehantara prapta praptistiras tatra namu yati. The business of human existence is to understand our spiritual identity separate from all of the changes of the body. That's who we are. And that activities should be performed in such a way as to cultivate and support and develop that understanding of spiritual identity. One may not be popular in doing that, though. No? But you'll never be popular if you encourage the other kind of activity, which is basically destroying, atmaha, killing the sense of identity of the person. Atmaha means killing animals, but it also means killing yourself. Right? Prabhupada explains in the beginning of the 10th canon of the Bhagavad Gita, atmaha. And why we need to be in the association of the devotees and hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam, hear from the Bhagavad Gita, hear from the acharyas what the real purpose of existence is, so that we can make a success of our lives. The real success is to live in the association of the devotees. And in that association, cultivate spiritual practice. Then one will be truly benefited. And of course, even though whilst working for the benefit of others, we still maintain, and so therefore may have to associate with all types of people, at the same time, our preference and our choice should be to associate with the Mukta Sangha. Prasango Yam. Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? Any realizations? So what's the principle? What can we learn from that?
And be proud, darling king, if you want to have prosperity.
Mm. Rare personalities.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw that when Prabhupada was being interviewed was having a conversation with the Minister of Social Welfare in Victoria, and he asked him, what happens if somebody, Prabhupada was saying, anybody can come here and eat. And Prabhupada was quizzed. He said, you know, what happens if they come to steal from you? Prabhupada said, no problem, let them come. Anyway, let them take prasad. Because He knew that by that association of the devotees and by taking prasadam, he'd be purified and would give up his stealing mentality. Certainly, you know, there's a recommendation, don't bite the hand that feeds you. So that kind of mood is prevalent in the devotees, that they're willing to help and assist others. Even if it appears like they're being taken advantage of, they don't mind. The devotees like to be taken advantage of, because we know that if somebody associates with the devotees, if they take the sadhana, if they read a book or in some way take advantage of that opportunity, then they'll be benefited and they'll make spiritual progress and they'll be moved forward in their spiritual life. But yes, that kind of, you know, the mentality of of the ordinary, of the mundane, is to look at others as if they're enemies. Atmabhat, sabbhabhuteshu, doesn't. Aham ameti, I and mine. This is the general mentality. Not that we're all spirit souls and that we're all children of God, if you like, but rather you're different to me if you're born in a different country or if you're born in a different species. So the emphasis is not on similarities but on differences. And based on the difference, then there'll be a fight. Which is what's happening now, because people are being displaced because of political upheavals or because of drought or famine or whatever. Then there's large movements of people and they want to go into somebody else's country and they say, hey, you can't come here, you're not part of us. So not very magnanimous, although, you know, at the end of World War II, even before World War II, there were, asylum was given to people who were seeking refuge as a result of the persecution that they were experiencing in their own countries. And especially a country like Australia, we had many people who were refugees from World War II. That's how we built the country, right? But now if you're a refugee and you want to come here, oh, go away, you know, we don't want you guys here. So finding people who are that magnanimous is not easy. And also at the same time, one has to be careful to protect the citizenry from the infiltration of unwanted elements also. So it's a fine line to tread. Any other comments? Realizations? Busy weekend, huh? They're very quiet here at the moment, I notice. Yesterday morning it was full, right? Was Prabhav giving class?
Yes.
Yeah. We were listening to Prabhav giving class when I was driving back from the airport. So this place was packed. Monday morning, a bit quieter. Yeah, it's okay. Pandurachana Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhakti.